going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Dozens of firefighters are hard at work in Waterford Township, Camden County, putting out a fire that started yesterday at a mulch recycling yard. Officials say this could take days to put out. KYW's Justin Udo reports.
It was around 4:30 Sunday afternoon when police and fire crews were dispatched to a fire at a mulch recycling yard on Jackson Road.
We were met by heavy fire and smoke conditions, and they were trying to move stuff around and put the fire out. We had multiple alarms with the fire. Multiple agencies showed up throughout Burlington, Camden, I believe Gloucester County.
Waterford Township Police Chief Daniel Cremeni says they do not believe anyone was at the recycling yard at the time of the fire.
We had vehicles and some boats and stuff like that on fire on the edge of the property. It was pushing towards some residences and a large field that's real dry that we were concerned about going to the residential area and burning some houses. At that time, we have voluntarily evacuated several streets around the area. We were able to contain that and keep it inside the location.
Cremeni says there are still several hot spots that could take days to put out, and the cause of the fire is under investigation. In Camden County, I'm Justin Udo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Pennsylvania and New Jersey ranked among the top 10 states to report losses to internet scams. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson says in total, the country lost about $16 billion to fraudsters.
Nearly 900,000 complaints were filed last year from all over the country. The feds say the top three kinds of fraud include spoofing or phishing scams, meaning someone faking who they are to gain information about a person, and the two others were extortion and personal data breaches. The amount of loss, $16 billion, which was 33% more than the previous year. New Jersey was listed sixth in the country with the most losses at $435 million. They had about 15,000 complaints. Pennsylvania was eighth with $400 million. They had 27,000 complaints. Cryptocurrency scams also rose. The FBI says they pulled data from its IC3.gov, which is a public website where people can file a complaint if they believe they've been scammed online. The agency looks to identify internet trends and prevent fraudsters from preying on victims. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
High school seniors in Burlington County are finding a note in their prom flower bouquets, but it's not a love letter. It's a reminder to stay sober on prom night. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
The county has been providing these little cards since 2013.
Shirla Simpson is the director of the Human Services Department for Burlington County. She says reminder cards to keep proms safe and substance-free are given to florists in the county to include in all the prom corsages and boutonniere boxes. What does the card say?
You've planned the night. You've picked what to wear. As you celebrate, know we truly care. Make memories, not regrets. Have a safe and sober prom and graduation. Congratulations, class of 2025.
2,000 cards were printed this year. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, underage drinking is linked to more than 4,000 deaths each year. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Eagles are in Washington, D.C. today to be honored for winning the Super Bowl. Here's KYW's Dave Uram.
The Eagles are making the trip they did not make 7 years ago. Saquon Barkley already spending time with President Trump yesterday, and today his teammates will join him at the South Lawn of the White House for a 4 p.m. ceremony to honor their Super Bowl 59 championship over the Chiefs.
This is a time-honored tradition, being invited by the White House. There was no reticence whatsoever. To be celebrated at the White House is a good thing.
That's owner Jeffrey Lurie earlier this month at the NFL owners' meetings, where he was asked about the difference between now and 2018.
There were special circumstances back then that were very different.
In June of 2018, the Eagles' trip to the White House was canceled after the Birds planned on sending a smaller group for the celebration. There was a lot of tension at the time about standing hand on heart for the national anthem. Lurie said this trip today is optional for players, and they are not politicizing it. Dave Uram, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.